My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about where digital marketing is headed.
In general, digital marketing has changed a lot over the years. And I discussed a little bit about this in previous episodes. It used to be where you can leverage one channel and do well. Now that's no longer the case. You can't build a business just off of social referrals or SEO or paid advertising. You got to take the omnichannel approach. But we've already discussed that. Where I think the future is heading with digital marketing, and love to hear Eric's input as well, is I see sort of the offline and online world merging, and you're going to start seeing it where things like your fridge starts telling you what products to order and Google starts powering ads on your fridge, or Facebook does. I start seeing it where instead of you Googling recipes, you know, your oven is telling you how to make a recipe while you're cooking at the same time. I really do think that there's going to be a divide between, or more so, there's going to be a crossover in which the online world and the offline world are going to start merging into one.
Yeah, a good example of this, actually, there's a guy I know. He actually runs the Harlem Globetrotters and a bunch of other entertainment companies, theme parks too. And they're doing a partnership with Halo. And Halo is coming to Anaheim here in September. I'm going to bring part of my team, whoever wants to go. And it's an offline event. About 10,000 plus people are going to show up. And they're doing an escape room, like a Halo-themed escape room. They're doing laser tag that's Halo-themed. And then also there's a dome that you can go in where you're in the Halo world, almost like it's a VR type of thing. And then there's other stuff you can do. When you're playing the laser tag, you're basically holding like a gun and you're running through like almost as if you're within the world. Yeah, you're just, you know, battling each other out, and it's like you're actually there. So that is happening more. I think the other thing is, you know, we've talked about this really good research done by Rand Fishkin and Jump Shot of how zero-click searches are continuing to rise. So you can't just rely on SEO. You have to take the omnichannel approach because, look, Google has shareholders to report to, and they're making more and more money. The funny thing is they're making more and more money just by increasing their click-through rates a little bit. And then the thing is the zero-click searches are rising, which means people aren't going to get as much traffic going to their site. So what are you going to do about that, right? So on SERP SEO and then also optimizing your titles and meta descriptions, those are still important.
And you got to think about other technology forms that people are going to be using, from their mobile devices to doing search to Amazon, Alexa, Google Home, all those kind of things. It's not just about ranking. Sometimes it's about doing things like building apps and tools that integrate within these devices as well. So that way you can tap into a new audience. In general, though, you're going to start seeing the online and offline world collide. And when they do, you'll start seeing all these devices and innovation coming to offline devices that are going to be using digital technology. And for that reason, if you're not tapping into these devices, you won't do well. Like, just imagine you cooking something on your stove and you can click a button and that ingredient comes and gets delivered to you within 30 minutes because you're missing it, right? That's what's eventually going to happen in the future. It's not that, oh, this stuff may happen. It's no, they're already working on it.
Yeah, and in the last episode, we talked about where, well, if podcasts, it's too late to start a podcast. And look, that's still very nascent. You know, you hear all about all these voice technologies in your home now. You got Google Home, you got Alexa, you know, all these things going on. And voice is still very nascent, right? Even though voice is, you know, voice searches are increasing on mobile. But voice also, as a channel to build your brand, is going to get bigger and bigger. It's going to become a $1 billion market in the next couple of years. Just this year alone, it's slated to be $628 million. It's still really small. It's going to get bigger and bigger. And there's only 700,000 podcasts, I believe, in the US, or that might even be the entire world. And there's only 2 million, there's 2 million YouTube channels, but there's over a billion blogs around the world. So take that into perspective, because a million is 1,000 million. A billion is 1,000 million. So take that into perspective as well.
Yeah, so that's it on my end. Make sure you guys check out marketingschool.io/live if you're interested in joining our mastermind.
That's it for today. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.